I'm Amanda Smith.
John Harrison.
Has your perspective of Muslims changed after coming to this event?
Yeah, it has. I think the reason why I'm here is because my my normal week doesn't include a very diverse range of cultural, social, religious experiences. I tend to, just because I haven't sought out like that diversified experience, I tend to hang out with a lot of other people who are they look like me. They have similar family backgrounds, similar kind of religious worldviews. A lot of ways because I just tend to naturally find myself hanging out with the people that are like me. Not because I'm intentionally seeking them out, wanting to only hang out with people like myself, but I think I'm not intentionally seeking out anything else. That's where, by default, I just end up. So being here was a step towards trying to break that up, trying to step out of the, the white Christian Northern European landscape that I've grown up in and find myself navigating these days. And I'm going to have a more diversified, more realistic perspective on our city. So, yeah, I think it's necessary. I think it has changed, for sure. I mean, just because I have, you know, probably before tonight I could count the number of conversations I've had with a Muslim in Seattle on maybe two hands. Maybe one hand. Definitely two. So I've really appreciated you guys being here. And
well, I appreciate you coming. For people to want to come and reach out and actually want to learn the truth of who we really are and not just buy into all this mass information that we're evil and terrorists and hate everybody. Like, I appreciate someone wanting to come and talk to me and take the bravery to really learn what we are and who we are as people.
And one of the things that someone said that I found interesting was, obviously this is very artificial. You know, we're here, we didn't just all happen to walk in here and start talking. It was coordinated, it was called, have dinner with a Muslim or two. Very forced. And one of the comments that really struck me was, you know, how about next time instead of having something where that's deliberately around, or that deliberately revolves and artificially revolves around the reality that someone in this room is a Muslim and you can come in and ask that person questions. Why not just get to know your neighbor, no matter who they are? Have a natural conversation with people that live near you or that live in this side of the city. Try and be intentional about getting to know people just as human beings. That was an important comment, I think, for me to hear. I'm glad that person made it. And it makes me kind of rethink some of the questions I asked earlier, wishing I'd taken a little more time to get to know each of you on a more personal level. And one thing I was curious about is if you you mentioned that you converted to Islam.
Yeah.
And what does that? Yeah, I'm just curious to know where was there. How did that happen? What was it that drew you to it? Like, I mean, that's a huge life. Maybe this is a too personal question.
I get asked that a lot. But people are very curious because it's a weird thing to do. Like, you're this empowered woman, and now you're wearing that thing on your head, and why would you do that?
Well, that's not necessarily...
But people ask that, and they wonder, and it's a natural thing to be curious about. It is a very long personal story, but I do believe this is where God wanted me to go. I was originally Mormon. I left the church when I was 17. I was an atheist in college. You know, everyone's an atheist in college. And just through a lot of study and soul searching, I just found Islam. And I felt it was something that just called to me. So I do believe this is where God wanted me to go. I believe that God guides people who want to find him. And so even though it has been very difficult, I did have to make a lot of changes, like the food I eat, the clothes I wear. I was about to get married and to someone who was not religious, and I had to break that off. And we're still friends, but that was a hard thing to go through. And I experience a lot of prejudice now. I had this experience where I went back home to Utah to visit my family, and I went to Winco to buy some donuts. And never did I ever think that going to Winco to buy donuts would be at all difficult, but I went there wearing a headscarf as opposed to the rest of my life when I went as a white Mormon girl in Utah. And I remember walking across the Winco, and one woman, she was looking at a box of stuffing, and she looks up because she could tell someone was coming along. And originally, she registered person because she made eye contact with me. And she smiles, and then I watch her eyes move from my eyes up to my headscarf, and she registers Muslim. And I watch her face just almost in slow motion morph into a look of absolute terror, and her jerk back and just stare at this box of stuffing. And so I just kept walking past her, and then I get into the other aisle, and I'm almost to the donut case, and this guy sees me, and he stops, and he turned around and started walking the other way. And it was a powerful moment for me because I, at that moment, I felt scared. I didn't know if someone was going to do something to me because they were scared of me. It's been a hard experience going through that. And I've experienced a lot more prejudice even here in the Seattle area. But as a Muslim, at the same time, I feel like I've been given the opportunity to choose to behave with kindness and to behave the way God wants me to behave. And it's just an opportunity to get to do good deeds. But overall, yeah, it's been very positive, and through all of that, it's most definitely been worth it.
So have those experiences ever caused you to, maybe early on, especially, did it ever make you think, is this worth it? Did I do the right thing?
I've always felt this was most definitely worth it. I've been very convinced that I've made the right choice. And even though, I've had those negative experiences, I've had so many benefits that it has really helped fuel me. One in particular that's really on my mind, it's actually my family relationships. So becoming a Muslim actually improved my family relationships. As a child, my parents got divorced, and it was a pretty gnarly divorce, as they typically go. And I actually wasn't able to have a relationship with my father my whole life. I was told some really crazy things about him, and I was actually scared of him as an adult. And so he tried to talk to me, but I didn't want to talk to him. And when I was first exploring Islam, there's this teaching that you should not break your family ties. One way or another, you should have a relationship with your family, and you should not disown your family members. So influenced by that, my dad emailed me on my 21st birthday, and I decided I would finally respond. And turned out my dad was a cool guy. He was not an axe murderer like I had been told. We became really close. He was deaf. He taught me sign language. And unfortunately, he passed away from colon cancer last month.
I'm sorry.
And so having him in my life and the blessings I got from having my dad back definitely outweighed stupid people staring at the fabric on my head. And even now, even when politicians will say that I got to take a test to prove I don't believe in Sharia, when they don't know what that means. And there's this honest fear that we're going to get put in camps like Japanese people before us. All of that fear and all of that pressure, none of that does anything to negate what to me is the sign of God's mercy and the truth of Islam, that I was able to have my dad because I'm a Muslim.
That's really beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah.